Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. This is an excellent time to get in touch with me. I have the better part of an hour with you, 855-993-7569. And calling right now will be a minimal kind of wait. As Carol said, this is one of those days. I was going to say I was tempted, but that's not true. I was really not tempted to ever not come in today because it was not a matter of coming in. It's a matter that I couldn't make the system work. And I thought, you know what? I don't think an internet provider should determine when I take the day off and when I don't. I think that should be up to moi. So I got in touch with my old bosses and said, okay. And they couldn't have been nice. They said, come on in and use the studio and for as long as you need. And everybody really moved heaven and earth, including Mammy, who got on. And I guess Mondays are a little bit panicky around the old home front. And we got everything set up. Everything's fine, as you can hear. And I was thinking, you know, every once in a while, when you keep running, bashing your head into obstacles, you think, or maybe you don't. I do. I think, maybe the universe is trying to tell me something, right? Why are you working so hard? And then I get a call like Carol, who says, thank goodness you were there today. And I'm thinking, that's why I bash my head against things.
Makes it all worth it, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It not only makes it worth it, it makes it worth it in spades. I mean, it's just... It's what keeps us going. Okay, 855-99-37569. I will also tell you a quick story. This is probably more a girl story than a guy story, in that we got kind of pummeled with snow last night, and it was really beautiful, and it was fun being out in it, but it was not nice. And I was out, as I said, in the snow from about 11 to 4, and slogging around like a 2-year-old. And then I had to go to the theater because there was an opening night for something, and so you could tell instantly the people who were in cabs or limos or lived like a block away. All of which I knew people in all three categories. And then there's me, who looks like Nanook of the North, right? With the hood and the jacket and the shell. And the most telling was the footwear. Because the women, some of the women were actually in like really cute, sort of sexy high-heeled boots or just high heels. And I'm in my Nanook of the North outfit. I mean, it was cold, it was wet, it was slippery, and I came not only from a long way away, but had to walk to the subway because there are no cabs in situations like that, and then had to walk home, and it was cold and snowy and rainy, and I just thought, you can tell everything about where people are coming from and what their lifestyle is just by looking at them. And then, are you ready for this? They said, oh, come to the opening night party. And I thought, I look like a bag lady. I mean, I look like a warm bag lady. So, and everybody, oh, no, come. And, you know, I never know, because with me, if I say, why don't you come, I mean, why don't you come. With other people, they mean, don't come. Right? They, oh, sure, come. Oh, please, God, don't let her come. So I went up there, and I lasted about 3 minutes. I said, I'm just not dressed for this. And left. I know. I know, that's kind of a girl. Everybody said, oh, no, you're fine. I wasn't fine. I mean, and I didn't look fine. I looked... It's an opening night party, and people wear formals. Nobody was in a formal, but nobody was exactly dressed like me. I could have gone skiing. Well, essentially, that's what... Never mind. Marianne, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Heidi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Good, Marianne. What's on your mind today?
Well, I have a small problem. I thought maybe I can get some advice from you.
Sure.
I am a mother of two boys, and they're both in their 20s, and my youngest son is still at college. And when I saw him during Christmas time, he has gained a lot of weight and didn't really look healthy. And so I just went to visit them not too long ago, and it's gotten even worse. And I'm pretty sure it's because he's drinking a lot of alcohol and just, you know, eating more. And yeah. He's always had a weight issue, and I'm not sure how to bring this up. I feel like I should at least say something. But my mom has always kind of been on the whole weight thing, so I don't want to become that person.
Good, good. I agree with you about that. Because all we have to do, Marianne, is look at how ineffective it was when she would get on you about your weight. Not only did it not help, but it actually made you feel worse, made you less motivated to do something about it, and made you kind of avoid your mom, right?
Right.
So let's not do that. How's your weight right now? Are you happy with it? Unhappy? Yeah.
I probably have 5 pounds to lose, and I'm
that's not bad.
Really happy. No,
all right.
I'm
so how did you go from being in a situation where your mother was worried about the health of your body because of your weight to only 5 pounds more than you need?
Well, I think that in my mom's viewpoint, I should probably lose 20. But I think that for my height and weight, I mean, I think I know when it feels right. I mean, I'm a size 10. I'd like to be a size 8, but I don't feel like I need to be a size 4, which would probably be her ideal weight for me.
How is your mom that thin?
She is now. She's older. She's in her 80s. But she's always, it's been her big focus in life is weight.
What about your, is your dad the heavy one in your family?
He was, yeah, and he would hide and eat donuts behind her back.
Oh, dear. All right, well, as you said, we don't want that kind of relationship with anybody ever under any circumstances. All right, have you found anything particularly effective? Have you lost weight over your son's 20, so have you lost weight over those 20 years or not?
I think, since I've been married, I probably, put a little bit weight on, which is, I guess, it's different when you're a single mom and not having to worry about, eating yourself, to sit down. I think when I got married, I probably gained about 8 pounds.
How long ago was that?
About maybe 8-9 years ago.
So have you lost any weight over that 8 years?
Maybe a pound or two, not a lot.
Okay. Because I'll tell you what I was searching for, not so successfully, is to be able to say, listen, this is what I did, and when you're ready, I'll help you with it. Whether that means going on a weight loss cruise, I imagine people do that. I just sort of made that up. Or joining a gym or whatever. But given the fact that that's not really been your experience, there's no sense to go there. So here's what I would do. I would say, when does he graduate?
A year from now.
What's he going to do over the summer?
Probably work.
What kind of work does he do?
He's in engineering right now, so he just, he has, work in that area.
All right, so he's not going to be shoveling ditches. He's not going to be doing physical labor, probably.
No, and he probably won't be coming home either, so he's still on his own.
Fair enough. All right, here's what I would say to your son, and I'd rather you did it in person. Are you going to see him anytime soon? Are you going to see him over Easter or anything of that sort?
Perhaps.
Okay, this is a better face-to-face conversation than it is either email or phone, because you'll get more feedback. You'll get whether or not this is something that's irritating him so much that you need to take a different tack, or that he's open to it. And you're not going to be able to know that in anything that's removed. I mean, you may think you know his tone of voice, which is certainly better than nothing, but it's not as good as face-to-face. So, and I don't think it's crucial. And have you seen him recently? Was he home for Christmas or something recently?
We went to visit him. Week or a week ago.
Perfect. Okay, that's okay. I'll give you a little permission. Let me tell you what I want to tell you, what I think makes sense to say to him, and then let's figure out what the timing is on it, all right, of how we do it. Which is to say, I've had a weight issue my entire life. You got my genes. Was his father heavy at all or not?
No, not at all.
Okay. And, of course, pointing out to a 20-year-old that he follows his mother's genetic code rather than his father's is not necessarily doing him a lot of favors. But here's what I would say. Kiddo, my mom used to drive me crazy about my weight. It did me no good. And not only did it do me no good, it made me feel terrible about myself and terrible about my mother. I'm not going to be that woman with you. I love you dearly. I think you're a terrific guy. I'm a little worried about some health issues at this moment. Let me stop at this moment. We'll come back and finish this up in just a moment, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just makes it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your rim is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Mary Ann, who has not an uncommon problem. She has a son who's high school. What he's, I mean, college, is he a junior or sophomore?
Yes, he's 21. He's a junior.
Okay. And every time she sees him, he's a little heavier. And she's really concerned about it. But she is a wise woman who understands that her mother has spent basically Marianne's lifetime, saying, okay, what are we going to do about your weight? And Marianne understands not only, it's really counterproductive. I mean, that Marianne and her son live in the same land of the mirror. All of us know when we're overweight. And the question is, how do we feel about it? What are we going to do about it? And when are we going to do something about it? So I would just go to your son. And again, I prefer this to be face-to-face, but given the fact that you've talked with him, you've seen him in the last week, did you say anything about his weight when you were with him?
No, because I didn't know how to bring it up.
Okay, fair enough. Did you have the sense that, were there any raised eyebrows when he had a second helping of garlic mashed potatoes or anything of that sort?
No, I mean, he kind of had, you know, like bacon on his burger, which I normally wouldn't do. But I know that he does drink alcohol. And I think at that age, that's what they do, which I think is part of the problem.
But see, how he gets his calories is going to have to be up to him. He's 21. But what I would say to him, and again, let's go through the speech, and then we can figure out timing and venue, of saying, as we started talking before the break, my whole life my mom's been on my case about my weight, and not only did it not do any good, it made me uncomfortable about my weight and uncomfortable about my mom, and I'm not going to do that. However, I want you to know that if at some point you decide that you'd like to tackle your weight, either through diet or decreasing alcohol consumption or however you want to do it, know that I'm here, and I'm willing to bribe you. I'm willing to buy you a health club membership. I'm willing to get you a trainer. You tell me when you're ready what you'd like to do. Not because of cosmetic reasons, because I think you're just the cutest thing since perhaps not sliced bread, maybe sliced wheat toast or something. But that this is, I know that especially the older you get, the harder it is to lose weight. And I'm concerned, but I understand what will work or not work. So I just want you to know, number one, I love you. Number two, I noticed. Number three, it's not going to be the 800-pound gorilla, because I'm not going to treat it that way. You're a grown-up man, but when you want some help, know that I'm here to bribe you or to subsidize issues, whatever. All right? And that's what I would do.
Yep. Sounds good.
Yeah, and the question is, what's the most effective way of doing it? My guess is, since you've been around him in the last week, pardon me, even if you don't feel like you you made it obvious that you noticed, he's more aware of your reactions than you were going to be of his, just because kids are always more aware of what's going on with their parents, and parents are aware of what's going on with their kids, right? It's just the law of the universe. Slaves always know more about their masters than masters know about their slaves. It's not that kids are slaves. It's that they have less power for so much of their life than their parents do. Especially, I mean, he's just transitioning into being able to be an equal partner, and that's probably not even going to happen for another couple of years, because he's still very likely financially dependent on you, not to mention the emotional issues. But what I would do, because it's been recent, of saying, if you feel like I was being a bit judgmental when we saw you last week, I need to, number one, apologize for that, and also probably tell you that you were right, because I noticed, but let me tell you how that issue has been in my life, and I don't want to do that to you, so here's what I propose. Because that way it erases the stigma that, because he knows that you're not crazy about it. He noticed. I mean, I look, most of us don't have poker faces, and we're not Meryl Streep. And so when we see our kid who's put on another 10 pounds since the last time we saw him, or they're drinking more than we think, we go, I mean, we just look stunned when we first see them. And they know. Not to mention, he knows. He lives in the same land of the mirror that you and I live in. So he knows he's put on the weight. He gets to be naked with himself every night. So he's more aware of it than you and I are.
I just worry about his self-esteem, because I do know that, you know, Drew doesn't have a girlfriend. And I just know it's all part of the one big ball.
You're going to have to walk away from that particular issue, because there is nothing more counterproductive than a mom saying to a slightly chubby 21-year-old, you'd get more girls if you were skinnier. He knows that. So you're not going to do that. All right? That's not what you're going to do. Is on the basis of my mom, my whole life has made me feel like my body isn't right because of my weight. I don't want to do that to you. you got the family chubby gene, and I know that, I've done things that have been successful and unsuccessful. I know that the most unsuccessful technique was letting my mother nag me. It didn't work at all. So I'm not going to do that. And if you had the sense that I was being a bit judgmental last week when, or last month when I saw you, you may be incorrect. But I, first of all, want to apologize for that. And second of all, propose a different model where when you're ready, I'll help you without comment or without saying thank you. She did this. In the meantime, I'm going to suspend judgment and assume that you are a bright, self-reliant guy who, when you're ready, will do something about it. And I'll help in any way you'd like me to help you.
I like it.
All right. And you can...
Thank you.
You're most welcome. In about 45 minutes or so, you can go to drjoy.com. You can download the podcast so you'll be able to sort of play it again if there was something you missed. And it doesn't have to be verbatim. It's not that my words are going to be much more magical. It's the thought that you want to do of, number one, If you felt I was judging you, you were probably right, and I apologize. Number two, my mom's been doing that to me, and I know it's not productive, and it doesn't help the relationship at all, so I definitely don't want to do it to you. But when you are ready, I'm willing to help you do anything that you want, that you think will work, whether it's, and you could mention, whether it's decreasing the amount of alcohol you're drinking, whether it's begin an exercise program or a trainer or whatever you think will work. But in the meantime, know that I am going to suspend any judgment about your weight and wait for you to come to me and not nag you and just love every little corpuscle of you.
Okay, and then as far as my mom's concerned, it's just going to keep doing what it is, and I think...
Okay, well, that's a good point. That's a good point. Why your point's well taken. Why are we going to leave that stone unturned? What you're going to do is you're going to go to your mom. All right, let me get a little more background. Your mom is in her 80s.
Yes.
All right, so you're not going to change her behavior, but you can change your response to her behavior. Even if she was 40, you probably could change her behavior. All right, tell me what your mom says, when she says it, how she says it with respect to your weight. Give me the scenario.
So I'll go and visit her, and she'll say, "Oh, your cheeks look really full. Are you swollen?"
All right. All right. I know what you feel at that moment is, "Oh my God, Mom, do you really?" You know, you're feeling a combination of, my mom is the witch, the Wicked Witch of the West, probably starting with other letters, and second of all, to feel embarrassed, right? Combination.
Yes.
Okay. When we come back, you're going to be Mom, and I'm going to be you, and I'll show you some different ways of responding to that. All right.
Okay.
So you get to be Mom. You get to be the meanie, and I'll get to be. Marianne the cowed, who's not going to be so cowed, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Mary Ann, who called me with one particular issue. She actually called me with two, and she was smart enough to realize there were two, and I focused on the one. And then we got the one sort of clarified. She said, well, what about the other one? Which is a perfectly legitimate question. Why should we only do the one hand clapping? The first issue was she's got an overweight son and what to do about that. And what I suggested she do is essentially use the bottle that she and her mom, or her mom basically, had evolved with her. Although it is a kabuki dance. It's both of you. Which is mom complaining about Marianne's weight and weight. Marianne, well, what is your response when she says your cheeks have gotten a little puffy? Are you swollen?
I tell her that I just got off the airplane. Maybe I am. I don't know what to say.
Okay, fair enough. Is there anything that your mother wants from you at this moment? What's her chief complaint with you? That you don't visit often enough, you don't call? What's the deal?
I don't think she has any complaints, except when I see her, she just makes me feel like I'm fat.
Okay, but how often do you see your mom? That's your complaint with her. I'm saying, does she have a complaint with you?
I talk to her once or twice a week, and she lives in a different state, so I visit her about once a year.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you think it would make your mother happier if you called her three or four times a week rather than once or twice a week?
Probably.
Do you think it would make her happier if you visited her twice a year rather than once a year?
Perhaps. But I'm not sure about that. Because she never wants me to go visit her. And then when I'm there, she's so happy that I'm there. But normally it's like, why are you coming? I don't know why you're coming. And I'm like, well, Mom, I haven't seen you in a while.
Have you asked her why she says that? Does she feel that somehow she's imposing on you?
No, I think she's antisocial with everybody, including her own children.
Yeah, how many kids does she have? How many sibs do you have?
Three.
Which number are you?
I'm the middle.
Okay.
She tends to pit ourselves, pit the kids against each other.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
She's one of those.
Is your dad still alive?
No, he passed away.
How long ago?
About 6 years.
Okay. Before you and I do the role playing, which we're going to do, I know I could hear you sort of saying, well, wait a minute, we're going to do this thing, and I got to be mom. I promise you, I haven't forgotten. My guess is that your mom has figured out that if she's easy to get along with, everybody kind of ignores her. If she stirs the pot or is nasty to one or the other of you, that she'll get more attention. And as you know, one of my philosophies of life is all God's children need attention at any age. If we can't get it for doing something positive, we'll do it for something negative. And it sounds to me that your mother is not the cuddly marshmallow Grandma Moses type. She's a tough bird, and she's probably gotten tougher since your dad's gone, because she feels she's more alone and nobody really loves her, and I mean, it sounds like she's tough, and
yes.
So she doesn't think that anybody really loves her, and when she does that, well, why would you even come? What she's really saying is, nobody really loves me, you're probably doing this out of duty. Okay, if you can remember that, it will probably make your dealings with your mom easier, because I think that's what she is. She's the people who are the most bristly in our lives are usually the ones who most need our affection, and they don't know how to get it, and so they act out. They act mean, so then they can say, well, if I were nicer, Marianne would like me more, because what they're feeling is, no matter how nice I am, Marianne doesn't really love me. She has other things to do. She likes her mother-in-law better. Whatever. Whatever her sort of that nasty little tape that runs in her head says. All right. So if you can remind yourself of that when she's being her most egregious, it may help. All right. Now, I have not forgotten. You get to be your mom. I get to be Marianne. Lay it on me, Mom.
Okay. So what do you eat? Because whatever you're eating is making you fat.
Oh, Mom, you have such a great sense of humor. You know, I've always thought that the most wonderful thing about you is just what a great sense of humor you have.
But I'm not joking.
Oh, Mom, see, that's it. I can never tell when you're joking or not. You have the driest sense of humor of anybody I've ever met.
Well, I have to tell you this because I love you so much. So.
Mom, I love you too, and what I love about you most is your sense of humor, and then you go and give her a big hug. There is no way to combat that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Right. Yep.
Because, all right.
Anyway.
So here's the deal. The reason there's no way to combat that is when your mother says, what are you eating? You're putting on weight. You have to do your part to say, wow, that's really hurtful and insulting, Mom. Because if you say, that's really hurtful and insulting, Mom, she's going to say exactly what you just said. Well, honey, I'm only doing it because I love you. And then you could possibly, I mean, and I'm giving you the alternative if you want, but I really recommend the first, because it's a lot easier on your stomach lining. And you're going to have to constantly redo it of when you say, Mom, there are other ways to show that you love me. All right. So one way is just at the time, because you're not going to be very good at this to begin with. She's spent all these years, what are you, 40-something?
50s.
Okay. She spent 50 years perfecting this. And my guess is it's not only with you, that it may be weight with you. With your other two sibs, it's something else. That, your wife doesn't seem very attentive, or the kids don't seem very well disciplined, or Marianne's kids are doing better than yours. I mean, there's something. That's how she does it. She stirs the pot. So you guys, she feels important that all of you are – she becomes the queen bee. Everything relates back to her. And she doesn't know how to do it by being warm and cuddly, because she doesn't know from warm and cuddly. She only knows from pot stirring, mean, getting a response. And for her, a response is life-giving, because she's afraid she's going to be abandoned. Okay? So the first thing to do is just the stupid and cheerful. Mom, you have such a great sense of humor. And you can keep that up nearly endlessly. At a quiet moment, not in the middle of this, because you're not going to be very good at this to begin with, because you've had 50 years of trying something else. Your stomach is not going to feel very good when you're doing the stupid and cheerful, but it's so simple that you can do it even when your stomach's hurting, even when you're feeling like you want a clocker, all right? At some quiet moment, one of the things you can say is, Mom, you're the only mom I'll ever have, and I think that you're brilliant, or that your honesty or whatever it is that you genuinely like about her is terrific. And I'll make you a deal. If every time I call you or see you, you don't comment on my weight, I will call you more often, or I will come and see you more often, or I will do whatever you'd like, because you're the only mom I'll ever have, and I'm not ever going to abandon you. But all of us move toward pleasure and away from pain. And if our relationship can be less laden with you constantly commenting about my weight, I'm going to have much more fun with you. And I'll take you places, or we'll go shopping, or we'll do Skype together, or I'll call you more often. You tell me what would work for you. And then let it go. Now, the reason why I want you to do the stupid and cheerful first, because number one, it's simpler. Number two, you've already taught her that what she's doing is not going to work very well. But the second approach is a less behavioral, more intellectual approach that says, Mom, there's something in this for you.
Uh-huh.
By changing your behavior. But it's once you've changed her behavior, it's going to be easier to reinforce it. The second approach is a pretty intellectual one. And it will work, but it'll take much longer. And because you've had 50 years of being defensive around your mom, it's going to be harder for you. So it's not going to be nearly as effective nearly as quickly. So if we yoke the two, the number one, just a straight behavioral approach of, Mom, you have such a great sense of humor. Well, I'm not kidding. Oh, Mom, I can never tell when you're kidding or not. That was the great thing about your humor. There's just no way of offsetting that. And no matter how many times she says, I'm not kidding. Oh, Mom, this is just so great. There's just no way, right? It's not getting through. You've made the barrier, and it's not a mean barrier. It's not saying, you know, get lost, Mom. It's not saying go to hell. It's just saying, Mom, I love you so much for your sense of humor. At some point, everybody gives up because there's no way of getting through. All right? This no way of getting through has been my internet story for the last number. We're not going to talk about that. All right. So, and then when you combine it in a quiet moment by saying, Mom, you don't even have to, you can say you've gotten so much, you know, I really appreciate that my weight is not what we always talk about. And I'll tell you what, if you can make me a deal that for the next month, you don't mention my weight once, I will call you every day if you want. I will come and visit you at the end of the month. We will go spring shopping together. You tell me what would work for you.
I think it'll work.
Certainly worth a try, isn't it?
Sure is.
Because it's moved you. I can hear in your voice, Marianne, that you've moved from victim to, well, this is kind of an interesting experiment. I have some power here. And it's not power in a negative way. It's not saying, Mom, you are the witch of, you know, Westwood, and I don't need to deal with you anymore. And let me just quickly tell you that the second approach, I mean, the two approaches I've both evolved from my own life kind of accidentally. I'd love to tell you that this was intellectual astuteness on my part, and it wasn't. It was trial and error, and the only really valuable part of my personality is when I see something that works, I grab it. Let me tell you why, where it came from, because that may help you to institutionalize it in your life. Let me put you on hold. Come right back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is exactly that. We're on with Mary Ann, and we talked about how to deal with her son about his weight issues and how to deal with her mom about her weight issues. And I said that I suggested that she yoke two specific different techniques. One is stupid and cheerful, which is no matter what somebody says, that tends to be insulting. That to really be insulted, you have to do your part, which is to be insulted. And as one of my friends once said, I said, I feel so guilty. And she said, you have to own the guilt button. Somebody can't press something you don't have. And I thought, you know what? She's right. But that's a very difficult thing to do, to rid yourself of 40-some years of misery about something. So you need something in the interim to break the pattern. And breaking the pattern is stupid and cheerful, which is no matter what somebody says, just to laugh hilariously, even though your stomach may hurt and your palms may sweat, and say, oh, you have such a great sense of humor. And they're very likely to come back with exactly what Marianne did when we were doing role playing and saying, well, I was serious. I say, yeah, that's what I mean. I just, you have such a great sense of humor. There is no way on earth of offsetting that. You just have to maintain that position. And sooner or later, people give up. And they'll get, not only do they give up, they get frustrated, which is fine, as opposed to you being frustrated. So that's number one. And that you don't have to sulk. You don't have to get angry. You don't have to walk away. It's really magical. The second is at a calm time to say, you're the only, to focus on the value that person has to you in your life and how much you love them and how much you're willing to offer them more of whatever it is that they want if they go for, let's say, a month without mentioning whatever it is that's your sore point, in this particular case, weight. And then you can follow up. And then should she say in, let's see, we're already talking about March. If she says in June, oh, honey, your weight, say, Mom, great sense of humor. Remember when we talked about you letting go of that and I would call you more? See how well that worked in March? So you can go back to it. And you have both of those arms to go back to. I mentioned that this, I'd love to take credit for saying how bright I am and how intuitive. But that is where these two came from. Both of them came from my beloved family, because, of course, our family can get us in ways that nobody else can, because they've been doing it for so much longer. The first, which is actually the second, but it's the easiest to go through, was at a family reunion, and one of my sisters, who has always had this, I'm going to get her routine, started doing her number. And one of my other sisters came up and said, how come you didn't get mad? And I said, oh, you just treat it as a big joke. And then I thought about it, because I'd done it instinctively. I hadn't really thought it out. But people just go away. If they're really trying to get you, you have to do your part by getting got. And if you don't, they will give up, because no one is willing to do it forever. It's why bullying only works if you're willing to be a victim, because this, in some ways, is bullying. The second was a little bit more complicated, a little earlier in my life. I've never had a weight problem. My mother is actually heavy, and I'm not. So that was never an issue. The issue with my mother, which if I think of it at this moment, it just sort of, this light bulb went on. My mother had raised six children. There was actually a seventh who didn't survive, but six children. And I only had one. And my mother, interestingly enough, has always taken this as a mild, maybe not so mild, insult, of, because I've always said I thought she had too many kids. I was certainly outspoken about it. You can't take care of that many kids. And so what my mother would do, in the same way your mother would do weight, my mother would do, she would criticize my parenting. And my statement is, if you get 100 adults in a room and ask them what they feel most insecure about, they will all say sex. It's not. It's parenting. Because sex is something we do with a very limited number of people, relatively infrequently, relatively quietly, in the dark, more or less. With our kids, go out every day in public and loudly embarrass us. So that's what we feel most vulnerable about. So my mother would criticize my parenting. And I finally said, essentially, the script I gave to you, Mom, I love you dearly. You're the only mom I'll ever have. But if every time I call, you're going to criticize my parenting, I'm going to stop calling. I'm not going to stop calling you altogether, because you're my mom. You're the only one I'll ever have. But I'm not going to call you very often, because that ain't fun. I just, my stomach hurts when I start the dialing. I know what you're going to do. And it's just not any fun for me. So if you'll stop doing that, then I'll call you more often. I guess the second issue was the only time I ever heard from my mom, and that may have been because of that conversation. She would call up, and I wouldn't hear from her very often. And the first thing I would do when I heard her voice on the phone is saying, who died? She would always call me with bad news. So no matter how you looked at it, she was either criticizing my parenting, or she was telling me someone died. That's not much fun. So I said to my mom, if you'll stop doing that, I'll visit you more often, I'll call you more often, I'll travel with you. And it was about a week later, and my mom called, and I said, okay, who died? And she said, no one. I just called to say, to see how you were. I thought, oh my God, oh my God. It worked. And it will work because you need to do both. You need to change your behavior first. Because getting someone to change their behavior is really tough. But then they understand that this old behavior isn't going to work. So they're basically in a search mode for some behavior that will work. And then you give them the behavior that will work.
Perfect.
Okay?
Well, sounds great. I would love to have a better relationship with her. And, yeah, my stomach does hurt every time I dial. So you hit it right on the
head. Tell her both of those things. Tell her, yeah. Mom, I want to have a better relationship with you so my stomach doesn't hurt every time I call. Here's what I suggest. But you got to do the stupid and cheerful first, most likely.
Right.
Although, you know, you can see, because I think you may want, first of all, you're going to call your son. And, you know, you can share that you're going to do this with your mom as well. And that's okay thing to do. Because he feels the same way about you at this moment that you feel about your mom.
Yeah, but if I tell my mom he's overweight, she'll freak out.
No. You're not going to say a word. No. You wouldn't want to open that. No, don't even think about it. No, Marianne. No, Marianne. No, don't do that. No, because you want weight to no longer be an issue that's discussed at all between you and your son, between you and your mom. It goes.
Yeah.
You can talk about movies. You can talk about politics. You can talk about the weather. Weight is off the table for the entire family.
Yes.
Okay?
All right.
No, Marianne, no. Bad Marianne, bad, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so we covered it all, right?
Yes, we got it all. Thank you, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Cookie. Yeah. It's what my entire career passes in front of my eyes. I'm going to tell Mom about my son's weight. No! Okay, so we got that settled. All righty. I've got, 1 minute here, Mammy?
A little less than that, yeah.
All right, you want to talk about me being fat? No, don't do that.
Of course not.
No. I was tramping around so much in the snow. One of the things you forget about moving in the snow is, first of all, it's cold. So just your body to stay warm has to burn some calories. And then second of all, slogging around in like 6 or 7 inches of snow requires a certain amount of whatever. So I'm feeling fine today. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. It. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.